as one that teaches hermeneutics, the science of Bible interpretation, one of the key principles of hermeneutics is when an author says something more than once, pay attention. Okay? Now, as you read through this passage, notice what he says at the end of verse 11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand. And then verse 13, therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you've done everything, to stand. And then stand firm. What's the point, Paul? Stand. And standing in this whole context assumes that there's somebody out there trying to knock you down. Now the evil one's been defeated on the cross. And insofar as we are clinging to Christ, we can defeat him. We let loose of Christ, he's going to knock us down. What does the passage say? Try really hard next time Satan comes around so that you can stand. No, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. And then it takes up this whole imagery of the armor of God that is so vital here. And the assumption is we're under attack. There's someone that wants to re-enslave us, wants to bring us into bondage, wants us to live a life apart from the life giver. And so this is really a critical passage for understanding it that way. Now, Paul, we've said he's really balanced, the world, the flesh, and the devil. But he really addresses the issue of the demonic in Ephesians 6 in a concerted way. And I think in part because he's writing a group of people that needed to hear some stuff about that because of all the spiritual power stuff in their past.